Radio Prague News.
Czechs will yet have to wait for a real political change to happen in the country, former President Václav Havel has said. Czech Airlines has denied that their carrier's landing gear caught fire during landing at the Karlovy Vary airport. And Pardubice has beaten Kometa Brno 4-2 in an open-air top division hockey game, first such event in more than four decades. In an interview aired on Czech TV on Sunday, former Czech President Václav Havel said people would yet have to wait for a real political change to happen in the country. Mr. Havel said people's frustration with politics was manifested in last year's General Senate and local elections, as the gap between politics and the civic society in the Czech Republic was growing wider. However, the elections also showed that the political system was open and provided opportunities for new political groups and parties. The former president said he supported the reforms of the country's pension and healthcare system planned by the center-right coalition government. Václav Havel also expressed the view that the country's president should be elected directly and that the Czech Republic should adopt the single European currency, euro. Czech Airlines denied on Sunday that their carrier's landing gear caught fire during landing at the Karlovy Vary airport on Saturday evening. The news website idnes.cz reported that the incident happened shortly before 9 p.m. when the plane's brake pads caught fire. Flames reportedly began bursting from the landing gear as the plane with 187 people on board was approaching the runway. The plane's pilot was alerted by a warning system. He turned on the extinguishing and landed the plane. The airport's firefighting unit then made sure the fire was out. However, Czech Airlines spokeswoman said they got in touch with the plane's captain and technicians at the airport and said no problems whatsoever had been reported. The Czech Catholic charity launched the 11th annual Three Kings collection on Sunday. Groups of three children volunteers dressed as the three wise men who, according to the Bible, brought gifts to newborn Jesus, have taken to the streets of Czech cities and towns collecting money for charity. The collection will go on for another 2 weeks, and the proceeds will be used to assist the sick and handicapped, retired people, pensioners, single mothers and others. The Three Kings collection is the biggest volunteering event in the Czech Republic, with thousands of children taking part. Last year, the collection fetched more than 67 million crowns. In first such event in more than four decades, Pardubice beat Kometa Brno 4-2 in an open-air game of the Czech top hockey division on Sunday. It was snowing heavily throughout the first period, but both teams agreed to go ahead. Kometa scored first and was leading 2-0 at the end of the first period, but the hosts came back after the break and put in three goals in the second. In the final part, Kometa failed to convert a penalty shot. With 2 minutes to go, the visitors pulled goalie and played with an empty net. However, the hosts gained control of the puck and scored an easy fourth goal. The open-air game, which was held at a Speedway stadium near Pardubice, Eastern Bohemia, drew 17,000 viewers and broke the season's attendance record. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The start of the week should be overcast with snow in places. Highest day temperatures should range between -3 and +1 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Tran, and that's the end of the news.